have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Well, now, good evening. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I, too, want a heart like the Lord God. And I'm going to keep on pressing and keep on striving to do those things that glorify my Father and, of course, that use me as an instrument to edify others. To God be the glory. Well, everybody, it's Thursday, and we're thankful. And thank you for joining us here on the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life. From ministry to marketplace, where we have positive vision, positive voice, and positive vibes emanating straight from us to you. To God be the glory. Let us have a word of prayer. God, we come now, my Father, to say thank you. Lord, we honor you, we bless you, and we magnify your holy and your righteous name, for you alone are worthy. God, thank you for this opportunity to use these airwaves, oh God, to send out those positive vibes. And dear God, we pray and someone who's standing in need of an uplift, of a blessing, somebody who's needing to find their smile again, somebody who needs to have their happy again. We pray, God, right now that it would fall upon them. Some drops, oh God, some droplets, some need a pouring. God, do it for them now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. And thank God. Well, hey, what's good with you? What's good with you? I'm Loretta Petit, your host, and I'm glad to share with you on this beautiful Lord's Day. I want to send out a shout to everyone who is celebrating their birthday today. If today is your birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. If it's your birth month, I pray that you continue to celebrate. Many years ago, I started celebrating the whole month of January, from January 1, and you know there was always a big celebration somewhere, actually spilling over from the night before. And, of course, all the way to January 31, I celebrated. And I was on air, of course, and had lots and lots and lots of followers, thousands. But here locally, the people that knew me, they wanted to kind of do little things with me or for me. And there was no way I could fit everybody in on my day, not even on my weekend. So I said, you know what? People want to celebrate with you or celebrate you. You need to give them that opportunity. So I started telling my listeners, I say, listen, I celebrate every weekend in January. So if you want to, you know, do something, hey, holler at your girl, let me know. My family, of course, they got me weekdays as well. And, you know, the job, I was at the job all the time. But I was able to meet some of my fans at places, you know, like donut shops at the park. We did things like that. And it was fun. It was really nice. So maybe they knew somebody that I knew, and we got together at their mutual friend's place or whatever. So it was always beautiful. Always say so, but always beautiful. Didn't go out with fans, like, talking about it. It was usually somebody that was somewhat of an acquaintance because, you know, when you're in a spotlight like that, you've got to watch your back. You've got to be careful. And so, therefore, but I always wanted to acknowledge and thank the people who always started me in the month of January. That was my roundabout way of saying, hey, you born in October. Honey, celebrate the entire month and let people be good to you. People want to bless you. Let them do it. And so, therefore, happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating an anniversary of any kind, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. Last month was my month that I celebrated, I want to say, 44 years at my church in September. I think September 23rd, I joined that church way back in 1979. And, of course, I thank the Lord for that church being a strength for me, building me up in word and building me up in just being a stronger person because I was always a crybaby. Two things they told me when I was a little girl. They said, you're a crybaby and you're tattletale. That's the two things they told me. You're a crybaby and you're tattletale. And, you know, it didn't hit my ears very kindly. I didn't like that. So let me talk about that a little bit because, you know, sometimes we say things to kids because of how they make us feel in that moment, right? I'm going to put a pin in that, and I'm coming right back to it. So, again, if you're celebrating a wedding anniversary, happy wedding anniversary to you, my friends. And I pray that you hold on and that there are many, many more to come. Keep Christ first and keep doing what you've been doing. And I know that it shall happen just that way for you. Many blessings I'm sending out to you. I want to give a shout-out to my awesome producer, Kimmy Kim. Thank you for being just who you are, allowing the Lord to use you in awesome ways. And, of course, we thank God for you, Kimmy. And I want to send a shout-out to all of the people that sit up under this umbrella with me, Elation Magazine, Elation Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being just kind to me and a blessing to me in your own way and in your own time. So happy day to you, and I'll give a shout-out to you doing wonderful things with your podcast and whatever. That's to the family, the Elation Radio and Magazine families. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to talk about the breast cancer facts and stats, and I still will, but I want to talk about the kids. Children make us say things to them that could otherwise be nicer things if they act better, if they act nicer. But kids sometimes don't act nice. Sometimes they don't act, you know, really friendly. And many times they're full of attitude. They're full of negative expression, and we speak to that. Myself included, catch myself and say, don't say it. Because the things I tell the children are things I see in that moment. Like, I see you're not acting your age. You're acting like you're in a lower grade. You're acting like you're second grader. teach seventh grade. You're acting like you're a kindergartner. You know, I say these things because that's what I see in the moment. But I know it hits their, even though they may laugh and act like they don't care, it hits their ears in a way that I hope will straighten them up. But nevertheless, it may hit their ears in a way where they start to feel bad about themselves. And they start to feel bad about the fact that they can't control themselves the way they want to. So I try to sometimes backtrack, sometimes change the way I talk. Sometimes I just look at them and I just shake my head like, I'm not saying anything. You already know. But yes, yeah, so we want them to act better. We do want them to do the things they need to do. But I always try to remind myself, even though a couple of them, several of them are taller than me, and I'm tall. I'm 5'8". They're taller than me, and they're in seventh grade. Many times I have to remind myself, these are only children. These are kids. They are 12 and at the most 14 because they stayed back a couple of years for whatever reason. I have to remind myself, these are children. They're acting out because their bodies are going, but their brain is not going as fast as their body. Don't mean that their brain is not fully formed. It's fully formed, but not fully functional. They're functioning at the level where they are. They're functioning at 12 years old, making bad choices, bad decisions, we all do, but moreover, at that age, and that they're mouthy. They're womanish, they're mannish, they make faces, they roll their eyes, you know, they suck their teeth a lot. All of that goes on. A few of them roll their neck a little bit. Got to remember that they're only children. So therefore, you know, you got to sometimes call it what it's not. But what you can see in your spiritual eye, boy, I see your future looks bright. But you're going to have to lose some of that foolishness. It's waiting for you. As soon as you start to stop, as soon as you start dropping off someone and stop making those bad decisions, those poor decisions. Because every decision either has a blessing waiting for you or it has a consequence waiting for you. You don't want to have to live your life in constant consequence. There's no fun there, I'm sure. So, you know, that is what I want to say about that. We must be careful of the things that we say to young minds, you know, to young minds. And they don't interpret correctly. That's a big one. They don't interpret. I say to them, if I say to them, don't bring me the foolishness that y'all playing tit for tat, you're hitting him, he's hitting you. Don't bring that to me. I don't want to hear that. Oh, you're saying that if somebody walk up that we don't even know that hit us in the face, you don't want to hear about it. Bad, bad, bad interpretation. Not what I said. Don't want the foolishness. If you want to play tit for tat, don't come and tell me, oh, they hit me. No, you hit them first. You were playing for a full 2 minutes before you called me about your mess. So don't call me with the foolishness. I have too many serious things to do. Don't call me with the foolishness. And your warped interpretation, can it, because you don't have it right. Can it. You don't have it right. Got to be careful. Sometimes you talk to them in private. They yell loud and talk real loud. Well, why do you do that? And why do you do that? And you're like, oh, man, I'm sorry. Even pulled this child to the side. So therefore, you know, and all of that, we have to remember that they're only children and that we need to call it not what we see in the natural, but we see in the spiritual. And let's ask God, let us see them in the spirit. Let us see them in the spirit so we can speak to that person, you know, so we can speak to that person. Amen. Hallelujah. So I wanted to also let you know that this is October the 12th, and there's some very interesting things that happened October the 12th in history, all right, way back according to our historical records. And some people say, oh, all that's lies, a bunch of lies. History is a bunch of lies. Well, whatever. These are the lies we grew up with, okay, for those who say that. In 1492, on this day, Christopher Columbus's expedition makes landfall in the Caribbean. And in 1811, Paraguay declared its independence from Spain and Argentina. Give them a big ups for that. In 1822, Brazil became independent of Portugal. This was a great Independence Day for Paraguay and for Brazil. Also in 1892, here's a good one, the Pledge of Allegiance is first recited by students in the U.S. public schools. So all those wonderful historical things happened on this day in October in these years, 1492 to 1892. Wow, wow, wow. So to all breast cancer survivors, I celebrate your life. I don't celebrate that it's something great you did. It's the grace that's upon you. And I celebrate your life, that you're here because you still have work to do, that you're here on purpose by providential divine of by divine providence of God. So I celebrate you, woman. I celebrate you, man. I celebrate you, boy. I celebrate you, girl, because you are still here. So I want to say some things about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And by the way, it is pink day at my school tomorrow. Figure out what I can wear that's pink. As a matter of fact, I think I have just the thing to wear to work tomorrow. I'm excited about my pink. You know, I'm a pink girl, hot pink girl and deep purple. Yes, that's me. That is me. Well, breast cancer accounts for about 30% of all new cancer cases in women each year here in the U.S. And this is according to the breastcancer.org site that I found looking for some stats. Here is a look at the breast cancer stats for you. All right. Breast cancer accounts for 12.5% of all new annual cancer cases worldwide, making it the most common cancer in the world. Wow. About 13%, that's 1 in 8 of U.S. women, are going to develop invasive breast cancer in the course of their life. In 2023, that's this year, an estimated 297,790 new cases of invasive breast cancer are expected to be diagnosed in the U.S. women, along with 5,720 new cases of DCIS. Listen, just point your hands to the phone right now as we rebuke that number. Father, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke that number. We don't want that number. That number is way too high. We rebuke that 297,790 new cases for this year. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and we cast it into the Netherlands. We cast it into the sea. We cast it down to the pits of hell. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. And thank God. So that's the stats, but we know that God is all and that he changes things. And he changes people, and our power, we're powered by prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, there are currently more than 4 million women with a history of breast cancer in the U.S. This includes women currently being treated and women who have finished their treatment. Breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer among U.S. women. About 30% of all newly diagnosed cancers in women each year are breast cancer. Keep that in mind. If you don't have the faith to pray your way through, make sure that you do what is necessary for you. We all should do something medically to check on ourselves and to do what we need to do. But by faith high, you keep pressing and praying and trusting, and those numbers in the name of Jesus should not touch you. I want to give a shout out to our producer. She is a survivor. Miss Kimmy, just hit me. God bless you, woman of God. And what was very remarkable, I don't want to tell your story, it's your story, but what was very remarkable is when you made that announcement a few years back of the diagnosis, I just want to say that you were very inspiring because you still were chipper and you still was focused on your faith and you just knew that God could do it. So I just thank the Lord for you and for that journey. And to God be the glory. We're talking about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you'd like to reach out to me, send an email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That is LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Keep in mind that breast cancer incidence rates in the U.S. began decreasing in 2000. After increasing for the previous two decades, they dropped at 7% by 7% from 2002 to 2003 alone. One theory is that the decrease was partially due to the reduced use of hormone replacement therapy, HRT, by women after the results of a large study called the Women's Health Initiative were published in 2002. These results suggested a connection between HRT and increased breast cancer risk. In recent years, incidence rates have increased slightly, by 0.5% per year. Breast cancer is still one of the leading causes of cancer related death in women, second only to lung cancer. Good to know, good to know, good to know. Be sure you tell your daughter, you tell your son that they need to make sure that they too get checked. See, a woman's risk of breast cancer nearly doubles if she has a first-degree relative, like a mother, sister, or daughter, who has been diagnosed with breast cancer. Approximately 15% of women who get breast cancer have a family member diagnosed with it now. I had my mom died with cancer, but it wasn't breast cancer. I don't know what the stats are on her type of cancer, but it is very interesting that we need to recognize it is not the only form of cancer, but it is a high form of cancer, meaning that a lot of people get breast cancer. So we must always thank God in advance for our healing. We must always thank God in advance that he has made us whole. We must always thank God in advance that he has attended to our needs. He's taken the pain away and that he has healed whatever that surgery was. We must always give thanks. God says in everything, give thanks. So let's give thanks. We don't have to give that we have a surgery or after we have a therapy and then we get well again. No, we want to thank God in advance. Lord, thank you for keeping me. Lord, thank you for covering me. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for protecting me. God, thank you that you don't let no harm come nigh me. Thank God in advance, again, in all things. Let us give thanks. It has truly been a blessing to be here with you. The one thing I didn't talk about yet was that BRCA gene. On average, women with the BRCA1 mutation have up to 70% lifetime risk of developing breast cancer. Women with a BRCA2 mutation have up to 69% risk. Breast cancer that is positive for the BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutations tends to develop more often in younger women. And then there is the ovarian cancer risk, which is an increased ovarian cancer risk associated with these genetic mutations. In men, the BRCA2 mutations are associated with a lifetime breast cancer risk of about 6 to 8%, yes, in men. The BRCA1 mutations are a less frequent cause of breast cancer in men. So if your man has a BRCA2 gene, he has a 66.8% lifetime risk of developing breast cancer. If your man or son has a BRCA1 mutation, it is less frequent that he will develop breast cancer. But of course, we all must get our bodies looked at, checked on, and what have you. All right, keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. And let's continue to celebrate our Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Let's become aware, more and more aware. Ask God for the courage to delve deeper. Ask God for the insight, for the energy. Ask him for the hunger to know so that we can dig deeper, all right? About 85% of breast cancers occur in women who have no family history of breast cancer. That's extremely sad. That's sad because about 85% of breast cancers occur in women who have no family history of it. Wow. And these occur due to genetic mutations that happen as a result of the aging process and life in general rather than inherited mutations. Also good to know. So not only should those with the BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene be concerned, but as we age, we must be concerned. All kinds of things jump on people as they age. You know, I mean, cancer is one of them, of course. Then, of course, you have other cancers that, you know, move fast. They are very aggressive. But also, you have the shaking diseases and disorders, you know. You have the multiple sclerosis that come up on you. You have the, there's another one, the shaking. I call them the shaking disorders. You can't seem to hold your body still because you've contracted this disease over time. Arthritis sits in. And sometimes it's not just regular arthritis, well, I say regular, but they all have names. But you have the crippling arthritis where, you know, your hands start to deform, your feet start to deform, everywhere you have bones joining, your knees, your elbows, they start to deform. That's crippling arthritis. All this happens as we age. So the best thing for us is to keep the faith, keep thanking God in advance that he's keeping that dark man away, that he's keeping that disease away, that he's keeping that dark spirit away. Always thank God that all is well with you and God. Not the numbers, not the stats I share, but I share them so you can be what? Aware. But you want to always, always check on yourself and thank God for your health. That's all I've got, guys. Don't forget to reach out to me, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That is my email, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Don't forget to catch me online on Facebook. I'll be selling some beautiful jewelry. Usually it's Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. I'll see if I jump on tonight, not sure. But also on Monday nights, we pray because we know that prayer is the key and faith unlocks the door. I don't know what you go through on Monday. It could be a blue Monday for you. But on Monday night, we take the blues away. So be sure to check us out 9 p.m. every Monday night by dialing this number. Quick, quick, quick. Grab a pen, grab a pen, grab a pen. All right. You can dial in 9 Central at 302-202-1119. 302, I'm repeating, 302-202-1119. The code is 781-350. Okay? I hope to talk to you on the line real, real soon. That's it. A place of positive vision, positive voice, and positive vibes. You reached it. I hope you enjoyed it. Oh, yes, I did. And for anyone under the sound of my voice, you're not saved. I believe God, and he's going to put a circle of people around you that's going to usher you right on into his presence, and that is going to show you how to walk through Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Kingdom is still waiting for you. Amen. I'm Loretta Petit. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. Until next time, you take real good care now. You hear? Bye.
I was created for. Whoa.